Hormone replacement, pills, patches, or creams that balance out the dwindling natural supply in women's bodies, has gone from magic bullet to devil incarnate to a very careful middle ground over the past 15 years.
Okay, Mrs. Allroyd, so you're here for your first visit today.
Yes.
Are you having any problems?
I haven't been really sleeping that well lately.
Yeah.
Just not feeling like myself.
Dr. Jane Porcelain is talking with a 49-year-old patient at Women for Women. That's at Lankenau Hospital in Wynwood, outside of Philadelphia. The patient complains about hot flashes and feeling irritable and cranky.
I am a little moodier now than I used to be, but I just kind of chalked it up to I have teenagers, so they're aggravating me, but I think I am a little moodier with them. I'm trying not to be, but I just can't stop it sometimes.
Eventually, Porcelain and her patient get to potential hormone therapy, weighing the risks and benefits.
And there are certainly benefits, but we encourage women to stay on the lowest dose possible for the shortest period of time.
This kind of conversation did not really happen before 2002, because up to that point, hormone therapy was seen absolutely as the way to go for women struggling during menopause. But then,
women were terrified.
People whipped off their patches, they stopped taking their pills, and a lot of people were miserable.
The phones are ringing off the hook because women were really panicked.
What caused this widespread panic? Here's what happened in a nutshell. Generally, women are less at risk for cardiovascular disease than men until they go through menopause. Then the numbers even out. So health experts thought that it was hormones that protected women from getting heart disease. During menopause, hormone production of estrogen and progesterone decreases.
So they thought, well, let's see whether if we give all women hormone therapy, if we can decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease.
That's Neil Epperson. She directs the Penn Center for Women's Behavioral Wellness. She says the Women's Health Initiative, a massive federal project, started in the early 90s and enrolled over 100,000 postmenopausal women to test what they were hoping were beneficial effects of hormone therapy. But
unfortunately, the data didn't pan out that way exactly.
Women should not start or continue this therapy to prevent heart disease. The findings show it doesn't work.
Women's Health Initiative Director Jacques Rousseau doling out some bad news at a Washington press conference in July of 2002.
In fact, the therapy increases the risk for a heart attack or stroke. Additionally, it increases the risk for breast cancer and for blood clots.
Women who take a popular hormone replacement drug after menopause not only increase their chances of getting breast cancer.
Higher risk for the media disease. Kind of hyped up, I think, excessively the risk of estrogen and made it sound like no woman who is postmenopausal should be on estrogen.
Increased risk of heart disease,
but now new research suggests
raise the risk of breast cancer.
Cancer.
But what layperson and a lot of physicians, unfortunately, still don't really recognize is that two-thirds of that sample were above 65 when they were enrolled in the study. That is quite a number of years post-menopause and the last time these women would have had estrogen and been exposed to estrogen. And the one thing that we know is that if you go through a period of time with your body not exposed to these hormones, that when you add back these hormones years later, you don't get the exact same kind of response.
Epperson says the latest research shows that the risk-benefit analysis of hormone replacement is far more complicated and layered than the Women's Health Initiative findings suggested. Despite that, hormone use has declined significantly in the years since this study. Women remain scared to try it. Doctors are often reluctant to prescribe it. For many women, it's meant struggling with a variety of symptoms like mood swings, depression, hot flashes, or memory loss on their own.
I don't know anything about it. Okay. So I'm going to close this behind me.
Alexandra Stoll owns Chimeo Gallery in Perkasie, Bucks County. She is 56 years old and started feeling menopause symptoms in her early 50s. She says her memory has taken a hit.
Oh, do you remember that movie where that woman who's married to that guy, you know, and one after another be a domino of forgetting?
Do you joke about it with your friends?
All the time. Constantly. That's about all we ever do talk about. I haven't experienced any memory loss. Who who's that? You know, the humor is definitely there.
Stoll is experiencing a variety of symptoms, but she's not using hormone therapy because she says she generally tries to cope with ailments in a natural way.
Mostly it was, I wrote down, arthritis starting to happen in my hands. So that was new, you know, and I think that was menopausally related. And trouble, more trouble focusing than I had had.
Stoll says she's wondered if her cognitive symptoms really come from menopause.
You know, you question all these things. Is it menopause or is just I'm not as interested as I used to be in whatever it is? You know, I mean, you do change.
Neil Epperson says it's easy to blame changes in memory and cognition on age, but recent research that followed women over a long period of time found that there is an age-unrelated impact of menopause on brain function. And for many women, that comes at a highly inconvenient time.
Obviously, when a woman starts to get to her 50s, if she's done well professionally, then she's probably at the top of her game. And they really rely on their noggin to be able to do their job.
Many women report mood swings during menopause, feeling irritable. But there's also an increased risk for depression.
There are women for whom they've never had a depressive episode in their entire life, and they're still 2 to 3 times more likely to become depressed in the menopause transition. It is as if having these hormonal fluctuations in this manner and at this age has unmasked their vulnerability to depression.
Despite the serious symptoms many women experience, Epperson says some feel their doctors are not really listening and tell them to just get through this.
I can't tell you how many people come to my office and say, my doctor will not prescribe hormone therapy. And this is a woman who is really suffering, and she has no contraindication. She has no increased risk of breast cancer in her family. She has no blood clotting disorders. She doesn't have a lot of strokes in her family.
Best practice today in terms of treating menopause symptoms means a very individualized approach, says Neil Epperson.
If you're going to do it, the best thing to do is to work with your physician to find a strategy that works best for you and to do it early on, perhaps even before you've gone a full year without your last menstrual period.
Epperson gives talks to OBGYNs on hormone replacement and the latest research and findings, and she says the field is adapting and changing with new approaches emerging. For example, cyclical hormone replacement that would mimic more closely how the body disperses hormones into its operating system.